Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 3, Text 24. Utsi deyur ime loka na kuryang karma chedaham sankarasya chakarta syam upahanyam ima prajaha. If I did not perform prescribed duties, all these worlds would be put to ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings. There are many initiatives in society to correct the social problems. In the West, they seem to be more concerned about this than in India. In India, they don't seem to care so much for social imbalances. The crime and... I mean, it's not that people don't care about it, but in the West, there's a lot of philosophical thought about how to rectify crime in society. There's one theory that criminals, the problem comes, it's not the person's fault, you shouldn't punish him. If someone's a criminal, you shouldn't punish them, but it's actually the whole society's fault because the society raised him wrongly. And so they have their idea of prison is more of a reform institution than a punishment, more for reform than punishment. These ideas they began with Jeremy Bentham, utilitarian philosopher. So there are so many different theories how to correct the system. In India they don't care so much. Everyone just gets on with their own life. It's in traditional Indian society, all these things are institutionalized. What I mean to say is that there's the Baba caste in which the Baba's son becomes a Baba, and the potter's caste in which the potter's son becomes a potter, and the guru's caste in which the guru's son becomes a guru. And there's the thief class in which the thief... it's already there. You are whatever your father is, the father trains you up and you become a dacoit or something like that. So life goes on. It's all under control, so to speak. But there's a lot of concern that, you know, how can we make society better and train people? In India now they also have in the schools, they have... In the social studies, they teach all moral... What is that? They're all... Moral science. And social studies, we eat vegetables, and we take milk and fish and meat and eggs, and they teach, I saw in the school book. It's all very good for health. So they're introducing this now. One thing very big in India now is that they've adopted the Western idea that women have been suppressed all these years, and now it's time for women's empowerment. Well, they already have the power to give birth to children, but now they want to be airline pilots and prime ministers and all this kind of thing. So anyway, the point I'm making here is that there are many different initiatives that how to improve society. It's very strong at the present time that everyone's talking about how to... You should serve your nation in India. They're talking, build up the nation. And then they're wondering, why so many problems come? Well, here in this verse and purport, we have some insight into this. The problems are all in the fingernail. You consult it as some kind of science. You consult your fingernail, like reading the palms or something like that. Fingernails become very popular during classes on Bhagavad Gita, I noticed. Maybe I should tell some more jokes, and then fingernails wouldn't be so popular. Anyway, here we have a clue. The problem is that we're all Varnasankara. In India, we're so much concerned about prestige and position and caste. Before, caste was given more importance. And now it's educational qualification and how much money you have. These are, but actually, we're all Varnasankara. It means we're all... I won't say that. It's, in America, it's an accepted word, but here it might be considered rude. So we're all Varnasankara. That means unwanted population. We're all born in lust. Vedic prescriptions for life begin before life. How to have good children. There are so many. I saw one shop in America. The whole shop was dedicated to toys for children that will make them more intelligent. The whole shop is like this Lego. Do they have that in India now that I got here? You know that you put together, the little children can construct brick walls and bridges playing. So all this is supposed to increase their intelligence. And diet, what you should eat to make your children bigger and strong and healthy. But anyway, we're all Varnasankara. The problem begins, well, where does it begin? The problem begins with forgetting Krishna, but at least in this birth, we're all born out of lust. The parents, they watch some blue movie together and then they act out the script themselves, and 9 months later something pops out, and that's the story of our glorious birth. Oh, the father comes home drunk one day, and 9 months later his wonderful child comes out, if they don't have an abortion or something like that, if they don't have contraception. So there must be disturbance in society. We're born in lust. Karmana daiva netrena jantur deho papattaye. Everyone is born in this material world according to our previous activities, karma fal, and under daiva netritva, under the guidance of the Supreme Lord and his representatives. So that means that if a man comes home drunk and at that time engages in sexual union or whatever, if it's not planned, they're talking about planned parenthood, family plan. Family planning means husband and wife, first of all, they should marry for the sake of dharma, not for the sake of lust. And then they should find out what is the auspicious time for generating progeny. then they should pray to the Lord and perform so many purificatory processes, and then by the arrangement of the Lord will be placed within the semen, which will go to the womb, a child who will bring happiness to the parents and glory to the family, will be a devotee or at least a pious person. But born in lust, then will be placed in the semen a child or a child to be, a soul who deserves to be in such a position, who deserves to be born in such a position. So we're all like that, we're all from that background, and we can't expect peace in society, as Prabhupada said, commenting on the United Nations. If you put a bunch of dogs in a room, can you expect peace? So he said, the United Nations, they're all like dogs, they're all just barking. So we're all like that. Dog means low consciousness. We're all in dog consciousness. The rules and regulations of Shastra, they are meant for human beings. If people don't follow that, then they're just like cats and dogs. And we can't expect peace in human society. I was just thinking, they're so much worried about this terrorism. It's everywhere now. I was in Mayapur recently. I heard some message that His Holiness Jayapitaka Maharaj was planning to go from there to Dhaka, Bangladesh. And some message came that you better not come because there's just been serial bombings in Dhaka. But then he said, it's everywhere now, so where are you going to go where there's no such risk? I think the year before he was in Colombia or Bolivia or somewhere in South America where there was some revolution took place and he was stuck there for so many days. He couldn't go out at risk of being shot or something. So where are you going to go where there's no, where there's some peaceful situation? It's everywhere. They're surprised, bombing this and that. I was thinking about it. I'm surprised that the terrorists, they haven't made any nuclear bombings yet. I guess it's coming, but it hasn't happened yet. There's so many things they could do. They could gas a whole city or put cyanide in the water supply of a whole city. They didn't kill thousands of people at one time. They didn't get round to it yet. They're just practicing. But these people are saying, why are these things going on? Because sinful consciousness is being promoted all over the world. That how can you expect peace in society where there's pornography everywhere, meat eating everywhere, intoxication everywhere, grossly sinful activities which grossly contaminate the consciousness? And how can you expect peace? I was just seeing, someone sent me a news item that some Orthodox Jewish community in America, they banned internet in the homes because they say if the children, we're making so much endeavor to train the children to be Orthodox Jews, and they're quite strict in many ways. Of course, they eat meat and everything, but they're serious about their religion, even whatever their religion may be. But they say whatever we teach them, just one time, even by accident, if they on the internet they see pornography, which can happen, then it can just spoil everything we're trying to teach them. Because immediately the mind goes out of control. That's mentioned by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. What's that? What's that verse? That the boat, but even one of the senses, what is that? End of chapter 2. Bodhisattva, I'm trying to remember the Sanskrit. There's a bodhisattva, even one of the senses which is not controlled, then it's like a boat which is carried away by the wind. You haven't seen, but I saw many times in Bangladesh that you see a huge river and so many boats with the sail, they're going by the wind. Then all of a sudden a storm comes and then they're all, it's very dangerous. The whole boat can tip over, or they can't control it. Suddenly the wind will come, storm. So like that, you may just be, just sitting there. All of a sudden, some demoniac provocation, and then the mind is gone. So what to speak of people? Now we're talking here about someone who's trying to cultivate sense control, and the mind may suddenly go out of control. So many examples. Vishvamitra, so many years meditation, 1 second. 1 second, one menaka, and then afterwards one Shakuntala. Out of control, immediately. So what to speak of people who are cultivating sinful desires? How can we expect peace in society? Do you follow the example? That if someone who's trying to be good and their whole mind can be disturbed so much just by even some chance seeing something bad, like Ajamil, this example, Ajamil from Bhagavatam, then what to speak of someone who's deliberately cultivating all wrong desires? And how can we expect peace in society? Come over this side. Sit away from the ladies. That's another nonsense thing in modern society. Everyone all mixes up. Men, women, all the same, no difference. So it's very difficult even to have a sane life in the modern age, because insanity is promoted as normal. There are so many schizophrenics and depression cases, and they say there's so many problems of mental disturbance, but they're promoting mental disturbance. They're promoting calm, crowd, low, through the TV, through the cinema, through the music. Everyone, wherever you go, people have this. They're listening to something horrible. The sound is horrible, and the words are horrible, and they say, "Oh, it's very nice." Because they take horrible conscious to be normal. And then when people they do all crazy things, and they say, "Why? Oh, we're surprised. Why are you surprised?" They're all day watching and listening to things which are totally degrading to the consciousness. And then they learn from the films at the college, the boys and girls, they learn how to joke and slap each other. And then they're surprised when something. Oh, it was surprise. Why surprise? You're promoting it all the time, and then they watch all these horrible things on the movies and TV and internet, and then they act like that. And why are you surprised? So people are foolish and rascals, and then they become upset. Prabhupada always said, "Fools and rascals." Oh, why is that? Thief doesn't like to be called a thief. And some thieves, they don't mind. They just say. I remember once I was distributing books in Dublin, the capital of Ireland. Usually on the street we meet people, and first thing you say, "Oh, what do you do?" And someone will say, "Well, I'm a doctor," or "I'm a factory worker." He said, "I'm a thief." So usually if you meet a doctor, you say, well, you know, what kind of... Of course, doctors don't stop. They're too puffed up. But, well, what are you doing? A general practitioner or a surgeon? So, you know, well, what kind of thief? I said, well, I mostly do break-ins, burglaries, he said. But he didn't have any money. He wasn't a very good thief. Or spend all his money. So I couldn't sell him a book. But mostly they don't like. If you point out, if you tell, they become very offended. Oh, why are you saying? No, I'm a very good person. The politicians, they're all slanging each other, calling each other bad names. And they begin, no, I'm honest person. Honest, and how you're a politician. You can't be honest. You can't be a politician. And they say, well, what about our Prime Minister? He's honest. Well, anyway, we don't want to get into politics here, but he's supporting so many corrupt people. But if you say, oh, they'll become very offended. How can you say? These are all people, they're only thinking of the good of the country. All cheaters. So Prabhupada would say, they're all fools and rascals. And actually it's true. Many people, they don't like... several times people said to me that, well, we like your books and we like... But this, all this fool, rascal nonsense, why is your guru so strong? We like that he's supporting Krishna. That's good. We should have Krishna on our own terms. We shall be fools and rascals and Krishna will give his blessing. This is what we want. No. It's foolishness and rascaldom not to surrender to Krishna. And what to speak of all this grossly debased behavior. So Prabhupada was pointing it out. And the most of the purport he's dedicating here to talking about not imitating Bhagavan. They want to imitate. They say, oi, we're all God. Jitna jeev itna shiv. Yeah, all the jivas are Shiva. So hum. And so they'll smoke ganja. Yes, just like Lord Shiva. Well, there's no evidence of Lord Shiva smoking ganja, but he did drink the ocean of the poison. But we cannot imitate. There's so many imitators. It's horrible. People think that advanced bhakti is just to sing some nice songs about Krishna and be very sweet and smile. But Prabhupada showed his ecstasy of a love of Krishna. Prabhupada was very upset at all these cheaters. In one purport in Bhagavatam, he wrote that the purpose of this Krishna conscious movement is to kill all these imposters who are pretending to be God. So yeah, you should be angry. Bhakti doesn't mean just sitting and playing some cartel, but we should speak out, we should fight against these rascals who are calling themselves God, cheating. This is Bhagavan. Bhagavan's 80th birthday. You should tell, he's a rascal. How can you not tell? He's a rascal, he's a cheater, he's allowing himself to be worshipped as Bhagavan. So ugly, rascal. People think they're pious by following him, but they must go to the darkest regions of hell by following. So we should be upset that why he's insulting Krishna, why he's cheating, why you're allowing yourself to be cheated. They can get away with it because everyone's Varna Sankara. It means they have no intelligence. Intelligence means they may have intelligence to fiddle around with some computer and make some program. But intelligence to discriminate between what is correct and what is not correct. Spoiled intelligence. It should be a very simple thing to understand. Actually, most of the basic teachings of Bhagavad Gita, they are very simple to understand. Material life is full of suffering. Everything here is temporary, so why endeavor to improve our material situation when we're not going to stay? We are not the controller. We are controlled. Therefore, there is God. These are all simple things to understand. But people are stupid because of their spoiled intelligence of wanting to, the enviousness of Krishna, by which they can accept, yes, there is God, and God is this ugly black Baba. So, who could accept that? If even one person accepted that, you should think this person is insane. When so many people accept, you can see what is the position of human society. Simply the cheaters and the cheated. And people think this is religion, because there's such rascal like Pondraka. They take all... Pondraka, he dressed as Vishnu and took the symbols. Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. But anyone with a little bit intelligence, they could see actually it's just imitation. So similarly, this Baba, there's so many, but in this area of the world, this Baba is, this drinking water project Baba, he's very popular. So anyone should be able to understand, he's not the supreme controller. This drinking water project, if he's Bhagavan, just make it rain, that's all. What do you need a drinking water project? Crores of rupees. And opening hospitals, just make the people healthy, that's all. Just by your wish. But people are willingly stupid. So what to do? Sometimes you will say, well, you shouldn't say like that, people will get upset. And if you don't say, then they go to hell. At least they have some chance of understanding. People are very much misled. We should distribute these books. There's hope if these books are distributed. That these books have the power to cut through all that thick foolishness which covers our real intelligence. We should read these books. Try to understand. Don't mind me saying, you may not like this. But one thing I'm seeing now in India, it's very nice. Many young, more educated persons like yourselves are coming to Krishna consciousness. So that's very good. But I'm seeing often when I give a lecture, even I don't tell any joke, I tell something seriously, everyone starts to laugh. So it seems like many people are coming, they're practicing seriously, but it's like, seems to me like almost looking for some kind of entertainment in the lecture. But it's not meant for entertainment. The lecture, we shouldn't think it's a very good lecture. We laughed 7-8 times. And so many stories, and it was very enjoyable, and we went out and we... This subject matter is so serious. I'm not saying it's wrong that there shouldn't be jokes and shouldn't laugh, but that's not the criterion.
This knowledge is so we should be trying to, and what is the spirit in which Prabhupada is presenting this? Very grave, very serious. It's not a joking matter. Sometimes Prabhupada, not in his lectures so much, but more in conversations, he would joke about the condition of humans. So that's one way to see that human society, it's so foolish, we can laugh. But actually this knowledge is so serious, this vital knowledge that we have to absorb, we have to base our whole existence on this knowledge. It means a complete change of consciousness. That Krishna consciousness is not a pious entertainment. That this singer sings very nicely, therefore we like it. Sings very sweetly, and this speaker speaks in a very entertaining manner, therefore I like it. Very good speaker. But very good speaker should mean that how we are becoming inspired to surrender to Krishna, to understand what Krishna consciousness means. That this is life. What a grave responsibility to surrender to Krishna. Try to understand this philosophically. The danger is that in material consciousness, we judge everything by how much we like it. These are the activities of the contaminated mind. Acceptance and rejection. I like this, therefore I accept it. I don't like this, therefore I reject it. What? Is this good for me? Yes, okay, I'll take it. Not good for me? Okay, I reject it. Or avoid it. So we shouldn't think of Krishna consciousness like that. That I like this? Okay, I'll do it. Now I don't like it? Now I won't do it. Or I like to do it this way? Therefore I'll do it this way. I don't like it that way? I won't. We have to see what Krishna wants of us. What does it mean to be the servant of Krishna? Servant, of course, this is the very high level, but this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, that we should be prepared to serve in all circumstances, not looking to see where is my pleasure here, looking to see where is Krishna's pleasure. By acting in this way, will I be satisfied? If we're thinking like that, even in Krishna consciousness, it's not Krishna consciousness, will Krishna be satisfied? That is Krishna consciousness. Change of consciousness. I'm going to finish there to leave a little time for questions, and then I'll go to ISKCON Secunderabad. What time am I supposed to be there? 7 o'clock? 7:15. What time is the RT there? Yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking. What time are they doing the RT there? 6:45? You sure? So, all right, okay. Any questions then?
Here in the translation, Prabhupada that translation is the level of the Bhagavad Sutras. But in the purport, Prabhupada is commenting about that.
No, it's there. Sankarasya of Varna Sankara. The word is given.
My question is that Prabhupada is commenting about
Varna Sankara, but it is in the translation also. In the Sanskrit,
yeah.
The word Sankara comes, which means Varna Sankara.
No, I'm asking about loading or about imitation God. Why is what is the relationship?
What is the relationship about not imitating? Well, I don't see. If I look and research more, I might find, but I don't see immediately. It may be Prabhupada's own ecstasy means inspired by Krishna. Krishna here is talking about performing his duties, which others are supposed to follow. So Prabhupada is emphasizing on how we should follow the example that Krishna sets. That doesn't mean that we should follow by trying to do Ras Lila. But we should follow the example that he sets of performing duties. We should know what is to be followed and what is not to be followed. That someone says that, oh, Krishna says, I set the example for others to follow. Okay, let's have a Ras Lila. No. We should know the difference between... What are the words in Sanskritam? Anukaran or Anusaran? Anukaran means nakal karna, imitation. And Anusaran means to follow the path shown. So that's why Shastra is there, and we also require Acharya, which means by example, by proper understanding of Shastra and by personal example, shows what it means to follow without imitating. Any other question? No? All right. Then we'll finish. Any comments? Where are those books about Nrisimhadev? I forgot to give them out at midday. Hare Krishna Challenge. I actually put this book together about, let me see, about 15 years ago. It's extracts from Prabhupada's conversations in which he's very strongly revealing the situation of modern society. I wanted some small and strong book for the young people of India to give them a waking up. This is called the Hare Krishna Challenge, Prabhupada's challenge to modern society. Have you all read this? It's good late night reading. You won't go to sleep. Yeah. Many times we hear about that someone in different parts of the world, someone gives them one of Prabhupada's books, or it's been sitting on the shelf for 10 years. Often that happens. It's been sitting on the shelf for 10 years, and then one night they can't sleep and they're full of anxiety. They pull off the book and then they just read it all night. So many times that happens because they're amazed when they see what Prabhupada is saying. They never experienced anything like that. They never imagined that it's... Every word is like nectar. Every word appeals to the spiritual being that we didn't even know we were. So these books are wonderful. You please take all of you, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Krishna book. In Krishna book, Prabhupada many times states, just by reading this one book, anyone can become fully Krishna conscious. So please read all these books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, so many books of them. Please read. Yeah. Okay. You all have Bhagavad Gita as it is? Everyone has? You're all reading?